Welcome to Conrad's Corner. From time to time, I do interviews with local poets. My guest today is Marcia Bush. Hi, Marcia.
Hi. Nice to be here.
And you are a Yellow Springs resident, right?
I am.
Okay. And you've been around Yellow Springs for quite a while?
Since the early 60s,
And you have recently won an award in a Dayton Metro Library poetry contest.
Yeah, that's right. I won second place in the seniors division. And I would like to note that five out of the six winners in the adult and senior division were in your Tower Poetry Group.
Yeah, I was happy about that. There were six winners, six awards in the senior category, and five of the six are poets whom I read on WISO.
Mm-hmm.
So you entered a poem in the contest.
Yes.
And do you write with contests in mind?
No, actually, I chose this poem because it's a 20-year-old poem, as a matter of fact, but I was hoping it was relatively timeless, which they read it as, and it's called Grandchild, and the reason I chose it was because it covers three generations, the grandmother, my son, and my grandson.
And it was related to another poem in the past.
Yes, it was. Oddly enough, I didn't realize the coincidence that would occur, but in the year 2002, I won grand prize in the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Memorial Poetry Contest, and that was a poem called Stone Stones, and it's about my son and his being in the Navy out on a carrier. And now the grandson that I wrote about in the winning poem Grandchild is that son of my son, and it's 25 years later, and he is now in the Navy on a carrier in the Persian Gulf.
So the two poems that you have to read are about your son and your grandson, both of whom have been or are in the Navy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this is the more recent poem?
Yes. It's about my grandson, who I mentioned is now 25. In this poem, he's about five. Grandchild, though you rise just above my knees, you command my senses, gathering them in your clear brown eyes, where I descend like an underwater swimmer. Beside the baggage carousel, your father, my son, is talking about his mortgage, work, and biking. I scarcely hear him, for I am in too deep to emerge from your trance, waiting for a sign you remember me. I court you with longing looks, whispering promises of presents hidden in my bags, but you hang back, focusing on bright airport crowds, leaving me behind, as I do your father. The L.A. air is hot and packed, moisture gathers above your temples, a trickle wending its way through dark down, small beads forming above your sculpted lips. Overcoming my strange shyness, I reach down to hold your hand, feeling its fragility in mine. A flight's departure cracks the air. Then all is quiet. In that hushed moment, your hand in mine, I am awash in a sea of generations, knowing the answer to unspoken questions of why I've come to pass this way.
And how long ago was that written?
About 20 years ago, when my son lived on the West Coast, and he now lives in Oklahoma, and his oldest child, the grandson I spoke of in the poem, is now in the Navy, as was my son.
And do you still recall the feelings from that time 20 years ago or so?
Yes. As I read the poem, it stirs up afresh the feelings of being with my grandchildren and anticipating watching them grow up has been a joy. It's harder now that they're older because they're independent and off on their own course and in their lives and the paths that they've chosen. So, and they're all rather far away, so I don't get to see as much of them as I did when they were children.
Right at the end, knowing the answer to unspoken questions of why I've come to pass this way. Could you phrase a question and an answer?
Well, it's just a wonderful mystery watching it all unfold. I never would have anticipated that I would have had 12 grandchildren, all of them so different from each other. And like this son, this grandson is progeny of my daughter-in-law, who is Mexican, and my son, who is a gringo, as they say. And he's just a beautiful blend of the two ethnic groups. And it's just a continual unfolding of mysterious forces to me that as I watch these children grow up in this world.
I can go along with that. I mean, the poet means what the reader gets out of it. And I like the idea and I like the phrase. And I wondered, what were yours? And
mm-hmm. Actually, the other poem that I'm going to read that I won with the grand prize in the Paul Laurence Dunbar Poetry Contest is just the sort of thing that answers that in a strange way. It preceded the poem about my grandchild, and it's about my son going into the Navy. But the interesting part behind this story is that, which is revealed in the poem, the interesting part is that when my son graduated from high school, he signed up and went directly into the Navy, and there was, on his father's side, there was no military for three generations back, and on my side, I was adopted, and that's the grandparents that he knew, and there was no military on that side. He always had been very interested in planes, missiles, ships, and everybody said, oh, it's just a passing fancy. But then he wound up going into the Navy. After my parents, my adoptive parents died when I was 27, both of them, and I traced my my blood family, my biological family, it turns out that my father and my uncle, there was just two sons in that, my father and my uncle were both naval combat pilots and flew in the Aleutian campaign in the Korean War. And my father died, unfortunately, before I ever traced him as a test helicopter pilot in the early Nassau program. Yeah. And not only that, but there's a sister and a brother on my maternal side who are naval intelligence officers, and there's a uncle on my maternal side that's in the Marines, and it traces all the way back to my original name was Arnold. It traces all the way back to Benedict Arnold.
Wow.
So it turns out that there's just strong military genetic component here.
Okay, well, let's have the other poem. And this is about your son.
Yeah, it's called Stone, Stones. You have always thrown stones. It's bred into your bones, your legacy through male bloodlines, their magnetism a mystery to your mother. You began by dropping a single stone over and over, intrigued with its retrieval from the relentless tug of earth. You graduated to throwing pebbles on a beach, gravel from the driveway, hands full of power, pelting multitudes of phantom armies. Gathering control, you launched them in the sky to pierce a cloud, or failing that, to see how high the missiles of your strength would go. After heights came depths, down, down into chasms and canyons, twin with your stones, conquering the fear of how far we fall and still remain stone. Flat stones skipping over water, proving you can perform small feats of magic. Round stones cast in pools, watching ripples of your potency expand. Sharp stones flung at passing cars, risking the challenge of retribution. The stones they offered you in high school were weightless as an empty text, offering no sense of power, inducing you to join the Navy, where you floated for 5 years astride a 100,000-ton carrier, men thrusting planes off the deck, planes loaded with stone missiles and bombs, assembled and inspected by you. Your son was born on land while you were out to sea, but wordlessly you gifted him with stones, stones, hurled through his tree down the male millennium into his waiting hands.
There's a quite clear connection both in subject matter and in feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a fascinating combination of poems past and more recent.
Yeah, interesting enough, I remember the comment when I won that poem, I called my son and I read him the, I sent him a copy too, but I read him the poem over the phone, and he had another line, and my grandson, his son, was on the other phone listening. And And my son said something about, well, thanks, Mom. That's a really good poem about me. And Jason, my grandson, said, no, it's not about you, Dad. It's about me. And sure enough.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Marcia. I congratulate you on having two poems, both winning contests. And I thank you for reading them. They are very moving pieces of writing.
Thank you, Conrad.
Marcia Bush.